Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a
sleeper. Join our league of clean energy at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
You mentioned this yesterday, but still relevant. Tommy Rees will be promoted. Or not promoted.
He's tight end coach.
With Cleveland. Tonight's going to be their offensive coordinator.
I think Tommy Rees is going to be a really good offensive coordinator. I think I was reading somewhere. I think Vrabel wanted to get him in New England.
He's a well-respected name.
He is. And I can see him fast-tracking it to a head coach pretty soon. I think that's how people look at him as far as an offensive play caller. It don't matter whoever the hell he got. Who's going to be his quarterback?
Kirk Cousins.
You think so?
I don't know. I'm trying to speak it into existence.
Yeah. For Kurt? Oh, yeah, because no matter what, the Falcons going to be stuck.
No, but maybe if they could trade him, you know?
That's not going to happen.
But if we...
That's not going to happen.
You didn't lie to the people in Cleveland well enough. You went on there and you told them the truth. You went on the radio station and told them the truth.
That's not going to happen.
No, it's not. Yeah. If Kirk Cousins is the Browns quarterback next year, it's because the Falcons cut him.
Yes.
They signed him to a one-year veteran minimum contract.
Yes.
And it makes no difference. I guess the only thing would be if he's here, he does get that $10 million contract signing roster bonus on St. Patrick's Day. Either way, the Falcons are going to have to eat an incredible amount of dead cap over the next couple of years. Deontay Johnson waived by the Texans.
Man, damn that dude!
They're still in the playoffs, right?
This dude has been on three teams this year. He's been on three teams this year, and all of them said the same thing: it ain't work out.
Yeah,
it ain't work out. So maybe it's your ass.
No, it is. It definitely is.
They're down to one receiver, Nico.
Yeah, with all the injuries they have, how do you get waived in the playoffs?
And they don't want you.
Like, how bad are you behaving to
and
get
they don't
waived
want
in the
your
playoffs?
Ass.
D'Amico Ryan said, we're on to Kansas City.
Yeah, there they don't go. Want you.
That's the right answer.
What you doing?
Yeah, what are you doing? What are you up to? Micah Parsons, who I don't know if he's the most important, but one of the most important players on the Dallas Cowboys roster, talking about Mike McCarthy not being the head coach anymore.
It is devastating. You know, Coach Mike's a great father.
Devastated.
One of the most winningest coaches. And, you know, he's always been good to us as a unit, us to coaches, players. So, you know, losing a great coach like Mike hurts. But it's going to be very interesting offseason. You know, it's going to be very interesting, you know, due to the free agents, the coaching. It's like, you know, it's going to be a complete reset. So it's going to be a very interesting and challenging offseason. But listen, I already know I trust my owner. I trust our GM. I trust Will McClay that we're going to make the right decisions.
Okay.
Yeah.
We only played that because it said devastating.
Yes.
And I was like, dang, is Micah Parsons devastated
he's
about
devastated.
This? His tone did not match the word that he used.
He's devastated.
Didn't sound devastated.
All right, man.
Yeah,
whatever.
Okay. All right.
They got a lot of work to do. I saw Robert Saleh going in today for a head coaching interview there. All right.
Yeah, they're not going to do that.
All right. Micah, he's devastated, man.
Devastated.
Beyond
beyond emotion.
Yeah, whatever.
Maybe that was after he composed himself.
Yeah.
And then he was just able to say that he was devastated but not sound like it.
Devastated.
Here's Mike Tomlin talking about justice.
There's football justice. You get what you deserve. And so, you know, we're here and we're here for really tangible reasons, man. We didn't involve in the right ways. We didn't strike the right chords at the right time, particularly down the stretch. And so we've been eliminated from the single elimination tournament.
He's absolutely correct.
That's right.
Football don't owe you nothing.
Nope.
Damn sure don't. That game don't owe you a damn thing. You got to make your own luck. And so, you know, he's in a situation where, the more I think about it, maybe he does need to just go somewhere else. Meaning sometimes it runs its course, mm-hmm. you know, and 18, that's a long time to
it's
be there.
It's a long
there.
Time.
It's a long time to be there. And they got a lot of work to do. They got to get younger, first of all. They got to get some better skill players. I love me some damn George Pickens, man. He might have to go.
Yeah.
He might have to go. Yeah. But then you look at it from the standpoint, you got to go and get some explosive players. George is all those things. Mm-hmm. But it's more than that with George sometimes. It's just like, I can't have my number one. You can have a crazy-ass number one player.
Yep.
Number one receiver. All right, because there's been plenty of. Randy Moss was crazy as hell. T.O. crazy as hell. You know, but they weren't him, though. You right. know what I mean? They weren't.
Usually the crazy was reserved for off the field.
Yeah.
When you stepped on the lines, it was business, it was production, that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
George brings it with him on the field.
Yeah,
sometimes.
He does. And that thing about, like, T.O., he didn't.
Now, T.O. would bring it on the field.
He would bring it on the field, but the thing about it was, you didn't have to worry about T.O. T.O. was going to go ball.
Oh, yeah. T.O. would get you 15 catches.
Yeah.
He might grab a Sharpie out of his.
Yeah, he might do all that other stuff. But he going to ball. T.O. going to ball.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, that's the ultimate thing. But yeah, Mike T., I mean, with the no trade clause, obviously that's something that him and the Rooneys would have to work out if he wanted to go somewhere. But. Yeah, I mean, they got a lot of work. And the biggest thing they had to do, they had a damn quarterback.
Exactly right. Exactly right. They
more than anything.
They haven't had a franchise quarterback since Ben Roethlisberger retired, and even the last couple of years of his career, he wasn't that either.
Yeah.
You know how I know Russell Wilson's not going back there? Because posting workouts on social media.
Already?
Yep. Day one.
Already?
Yeah. Yep. They credit to them. You talked about this yesterday, how good of a culture they have there to sort of keep the crazy, like, main, like, under wraps.
Russ didn't have a slogan.
Russ didn't do anything.
Yep, Russ didn't have a slogan.
He didn't have any, he wasn't posting videos or anything. Day one.
How you posting?
He's on there with a medicine ball doing core stuff, talking about, you know, he had some sort of, I don't know what he said, something about every day is an opportunity or some kind of thing like
not
that.
Not that.
Yeah.
Anybody
Mr. Unlimited.
Mr. Unlimited was back on social media yesterday, so you know he's not going to be in Pittsburgh.
Anybody who starts a damn a sports quote or a sports phrase with every day, or I'm going to block you. I already blocked one of them. Like, every day is an opportunity. No blank.
Yeah, that's true.
How many people got off their damn couch because your ass is doing a medicine ball? Ooh, look at Russ. They put out these pancakes. Hell out of here, man.
He's right. Russ is right. He makes a good point.
Hell out
people
of
say YOLO, but it's not true. You live every day.
Oh, something.
You
know
only
what I mean?
Die once.
Yeah,
you live
man.
Every day. If you live life to the fullest.
Don't give me.
I'm such a sucker for that stuff.
Are you?
But I keep it to myself, though. Sometimes I say it jokingly on the radio. But I actually do
but
like
how
it.
Many times do you erase that, like, every day?
Well, I would never share it with anybody
But no, that's what I'm saying. How many
but
time,
I like those little motivational
How many times do you think he erased it? Nah.
Let me get it right.
Hey, Ciara!
That's how you know he's on the open market. He's working out on social media.
Hey, Ciara!
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're planning on betting the NFL playoffs, buckle up. Betting football's hard enough as it is. We're doing the research for you. So listen to Cash the Ticket with Mike Valeni and I. We'll be dropping new episodes for every single playoff game. And that's going to be storylines leading into it, so some good football stuff, but also the betting nuggets you're looking for. Sides, totals, trends, player props, throw those in there too. Pre-game and post-game, we're going to be all over the postseason. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.